Well, Nathan, first of all, let me congratulate you and Jennifer for being named chairman of the Young Ag Professionals with Ohio Farm Bureau. Nice honor.
Yes, Dave. We really appreciate that. It is an honor to be able to lead the Young Ag Professionals program with the Ohio Farm Bureau, and we're looking forward to it. You know, we've had a lot of opportunities in our life, and that's led us to have a really deep passion for agriculture, and you know, we want to share that with others, and maybe get to put together some good programs for some young ag professionals, and you know, we just looking forward to the next year.
Nathan, for those folks maybe not familiar with the Young Ag Professionals, tell us more about the group.
Well, it's people 18 to 35 years of age. Most of every one of them have an ag background. We won't say that we are all farmers. A lot of the national programs go by young farmers and ranchers, but we kind of thought that was a too limiting term. So several years back, they changed it to Young Ag Professionals to include anybody and everybody. I mean, we've got teachers, we've got seed salesmen, we've got feed brokers, and our traditional farmers right along with everybody else.
And it's a program, like you said earlier, that has really benefited you and Jennifer.
Yes. You know, last year we had the honor to be the Outstanding Young Farmers and also come onto this committee, and the growth that we have experienced both personally and professionally, I don't know where else you would get that. I mean, from being able to further our skills speaking and, you know, talking to you, Dave. I mean, I remember last year I couldn't hardly talk to you for an interview for nothing, and here we are today. I feel a lot more comfortable with it. So it's about broadening your horizons and making your life better. So,
well, Nathan, let's take a moment. You talked about, you know, providing good programs to folks. You've got a conference coming up at the end of January that young ag professionals should be considering to get on their calendars.
Oh, yes, Dave. It's our yearly Young Ag Professional Winter Leadership Conference. You know, we got starting out on Friday evening, the 30th of January. Everybody shows up in Columbus for that evening, and we have a nice evening of networking and just a social evening. We're going to have the Pearson brothers. They're going to be there, and then we're going to have a viewing of the Farmland movie that night, if anybody's interested in sticking around. And then Saturday morning, the 31st, we get up and we have a full day packed full of informational sessions, anything from backyard chickens to aquaculture and everything in between.
For those young ag professionals that are interested, you've got a deadline coming up, gosh, this Friday, I believe.
Yeah, Friday the 19th is the last day to sign up. We are expecting anywhere from 300 to 500. We're hoping for the 500 mark, but we'd set a goal earlier of 300, and I think the committee now has changed that goal, and now we're looking for 500. So you still have time to register, and we encourage anybody that could possibly be interested to check that out and get registered.
Best way to just contact their county farm bureau?
Yeah, best way, you can contact your county farm bureau. You can also look up on OFBF's website. You can look under Young Ag Professionals, and I think there's a link there that you can use to sign up to.
So at the end of the two-day conference here in Columbus at the end of January, what do you hope other young ag professionals will be able to take back with them?
Well, you know, we hopefully that they make new contacts, make new friends. You know, that's what a lot of this is about more than anything, is making those connections with other young farmers from around the state. And, you know, we have lots of educational programs, and, you know, we are providing information to them where they can take back to their own operations or their own county farm bureaus or wherever else they may go, and to be able to bring that experience there and add on and make their wherever they're going better.
Nathan, we had a chance to visit at the recent OFBF annual meeting, and you were mentioning that there are a number of counties that are starting their own young ag professional organizations.
Yeah, we're really excited about this, you know, and it's all, Ohio Farm Bureau is grassroots, and some of our counties, young ag professionals, they thought, you know, we have a conference once or twice a year, and that's pretty much all we do. Why don't we start something in the county? And, you know, it has really gained momentum in the last year or two. You know, probably 3 years ago, there wasn't any young ag professional groups in the county. And now I would say that there's at least 30 to 40 groups in the different counties around the state. So it's really encouraging to know that these guys want to get together and they want to learn and they want to be a part of an organization like Ohio Farm Bureau.
Well, for those, again, interested, the 2015 Young Ag Professional Leadership Experience is coming up at the end of January. More information at the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation website. Nathan, it's always a pleasure to have a chance to visit with you, and send our best to along to Jennifer as well.
I will do that. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.